Now, can you set the scene for us? It's 2011, you've just finished high school, and you're going off to schoolies on the Gold Coast. What did the schoolies experience look like for you?
I mean, my schoolies experience was sort of the typical, sort of exactly what you'd expect. The, you know, heading to the Gold Coast, staying in a pretty fancy hotel that I took about 3 months to pay off, and yeah, studying with my girlfriend for the whole week on the Gold Coast was sort of what I guess parents expect.
And I have to say, you're quite brave for doing this, but I understand you returned to the Gold Coast this year to see if anything had changed. What was that experience like?
It was confronting. Not really confronting, but it was interesting for sure. I mean, my experience in 2018 was kind of shockingly very similar to 2011. Obviously, minus the drinking, but I mean, yeah, the kids now behave sort of exactly the same as they did back then. You know, the screaming down Cavill Avenue, the dancing in the streets, the drinking, all of it, really.
So, did you found it was very similar to when you went?
I mean, I guess the on the street behaviour, the big difference that I noticed was, yeah, obviously when I headed down to the beach parties and experienced that for a second time, that was the main point of difference, which was good.
And so, as being there as an observer, how safe did you think the environment seemed for the young kids or the new adults?
Yeah, I mean, the 2018, I think, you know, schoolies, you can't really get any safer than being at schoolies. I know that sounds a bit incorrect, I suppose, but, you know, there's cops everywhere, there's support groups everywhere. I think there's about six non-volunteer organisations that support the schoolies and...
The Red Frogs?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you've got the Red Frogs, you've got, I think, Rosie, you've got, you know, there's government people there as well. It's just, they're looking out for everyone, which is nice. Yeah, it's quite safe.
And from talking to young girls at schoolies, did you get the perception that maybe schoolies is a safer place for young women than it was 7 years ago or not?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, my experience in 2011, especially those beach parties, was, of all the things that I remember about my 2011 schoolies, that was the one thing that really stuck out. Those beach parties were just, they were horrific. The music was fun and we ended up having a good night, but as soon as you would walk into crowded areas, it was just not a good experience for girls. And it wasn't just for me and my group of friends, it was for every girl that I spoke to, just sort of, you know, a lot of unwanted touching and a lot of groping and a lot of, you know, boys trying to kiss you or I don't know. But this year, I mean, I spoke to 25 girls or something like that, and every single one of them said that, you know, a few of them said that they had been hit on or that they'd had guys come up to them, but it seemed very different. It seemed much healthier, and the boys, I think, really are learning.
Wow. To be honest, that does seem surprising to me. Were you surprised by that?
I was, yeah. I really did think that, you know, because it's dark, it's a beach, you know, it's sort of your first experience drinking with a big group of people. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity to do the wrong thing there, I guess. So I really was pleasantly surprised. I thought that it would, you know, I'd be talking to girls and they would be saying the same things that I felt 7 years ago. But it wasn't like that at all. They were all very positive, and even some of the girls that had stuff happen to them, what they found was that they would sort of confront the guy that had done it, and then the guy's other male friends would come and, you know, they'd drag him away or they'd berate him themselves. So that was, you know, that was good to see, I guess.
And what did the schoolies officials and police have to say about the behaviour at schoolies in recent years? Is it all violent brawls and drug arrests, or are things looking a bit more civil?
No, I mean, I think that things are getting better. I did see a few arrests, but I mean, I guess, you know, that's sort of comes with it every year. But yeah, every police officer I spoke to, every support person, they just insisted that the kids are getting better every year. They're more mature, they're better behaved, they're looking out for each other. They just had honestly nothing but praise for these kids.
Now, tragic news broke last week about the death of a New South Wales teenager who was attending schoolies on the Gold Coast. While young kids deserve to have a place to celebrate leaving high school and their lives ahead of them, the death of this young person makes you wonder how safe schoolies really is. After returning to schoolies this year, I want to know what your thoughts are on the event as a whole. Would you allow your kids to go to schoolies?
Yeah, I mean, I would. I think, as I said before, I think there is this mentality that it's unsafe, but I mean, you can't underestimate the amount of people there that are trying to look out for the schoolies kids. And obviously it's, you know, a high stress environment, and there is this, you know, this idea of it's schoolies. Why wouldn't I write myself off tonight? Why wouldn't I climb the balcony? Why wouldn't I try drugs for the first time? But I think that is the small minority, and there is a lot of kids looking out for each other. And yeah, it was tragic, but it is just the small minority.
And now the big question: will you be returning next year? Are you going to request this assignment again?
God, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really request it this year, so I mean, if I'm forced to go again, then
what do you mean? You didn't want to go back to schoolies?
Yeah, not particularly. Oddly enough, I don't want to be out all night with the screaming 18-year-olds. But
well,
I had a good time.
Well, we appreciate the insights you've been able to offer. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Daily this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
That was journalist Natalie Wolf from News Corp talking about what it was like to return to schoolies 7 years on. To hear more from Natalie, head over to news.com.au or her Twitter @natwolf94.